You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. We know so many music venues have closed, so like we always do, we'll be putting the spotlight on local artists. Today, it's Choti Ma. When she left her hometown of Guanajuato, Mexico, she got into R&B and hip-hop to learn English. Writing poems and stories helped her make sense of her new life in the U.S. Now, the Oakland rapper has two studio albums out. Caldo de Hueso, meaning bone broth, is her latest album. In this piece from our archives, Choti Ma came by our studios to talk about how her songs address love, colonialism, and her grandmother's storytelling magic.
A lot of things were burned and a lot of things were taken out of our lands and are in different European countries. But what couldn't be stolen and what couldn't be repressed was the word, right? Was the oral tradition. And that is the line that takes us back to our roots. And there's a lot of strength and a lot of power in the way in which we talk to each other, in the way in which we share that knowledge. I grew up with my grandmother, she left my grandfather, so I grew up with a matriarch in a time where a lot of women wouldn't leave men. And I was always so captivated by the way my grandma told stories. So I would ask her, can you tell me that story again? Can you tell me this? That's my favorite. Can you tell me one more time? And can you tell me more about this person? So I was always very curious, a curious little kid. I recorded her for one of the tracks, which is Venado Dos, where she tells a story about these two old ladies. And these two old ladies are her friends, and they're like in their 80s and 90s.
Le pregunté por qué estaba tan bien.
And she's asking them, why are you so healthy? Why do you look so good? And she says, it's because I was such a slut. And my grandma says it, you know, with such vigor. And she's like, you know, I had so many husbands, so many kids. And, you know, I think that's why I'm so healthy and I live so well. And then she asked her other friend on the other side of town. She said, why are you so well? And she said, oh, you know, I think it's because I never had a boyfriend, never had a husband, never had any kids. I think that's why I'm doing so good. And then she says at the end, and then I understood nobody has the absolute truth. It all depends on what life gives you.
Y ahí pensé, nadie tiene la verdad.
In this album, I was like, let me put her in the center of it. Let me really honor her, particularly because, like, the ability to be able to tell stories comes from her. So Atiza is the first single from Caldo de Hueso. It talks about the use of fire in the good way and in the bad way. So Atiza is a word that has multiple meanings. Atiza means to revive the fire. And as a firekeeper, it's something I've been working on in the last few years. I've been learning how to take care of the fire. That you can't just pile up all this wood, right? You have to put the wood in a formation so that it actually can last a long time. You know, when I was in Standing Rock, I took care of the fires. And it needs the warmth, actually, of the body and the warmth of your hand. So that's one level. The other level of Atiza, it means to revive a conversation, right? And I feel like music is a way to revive conversation. So I talk about how if we look at just the colonial history, villages and our towns were burned down. And I also look at how that's connected to the recent fires in the Mission and in Oakland. When they don't want to deal with a population that has been living there for years, they burn down the building. In within 2 minutes and a half, I'm making an illustration of what is going on through my lens. El agua se calienta, águila de fuego, bendito cielo, camino abierto. So Government Sinners basically talks about the assassination of young black men and black women, and also in the way in which police, you know, with a different name, it could be Border Patrol or ICE agents, target young people. And not just within the United States, but even with the Mexican state, and how the Mexican state is complicit to the violence against migrants from different countries in Central America. Many times in a lot of my music, I talk also about how these systems are very much connected with capitalism, very much connected with, like, the way in which people consume. So it also talks about, like, the things that we buy make us complicit in the oppression of our own people and our own communities. Loca is about this woman that I dated from Puerto Rico, and it's about our love story. Because my grandma would always be like, ay, tú nomás le gritas a la gente. Y ya, no, la gente no le gusta que le griten. ¿Por qué no haces una canción de amor? Algo así, más romántico.
So that's why this album has some like love songs. Con esa boquita tuya,
loca tú me tienes. My grandma, she always sang too, and she always sang like very like romantic Mexican like boleros, and like still like I'll play a song on YouTube and then we'll start singing it, and then she'll cry and then I'll cry. I definitely went through a lot of emotional stages, like, through this album. Am I gonna succumb to fear? No. But it gets to a point where it asks you, the work asks you, how do you want to move the music? And it has its own thing, you know what I mean? It might have been made by me and all these other people, but the work has its own spirit.
That was Oakland musician Choti Ma, and that edition of Bay Area Beats was produced by Marisol Medina Cadena. While we can't go to see Choti Ma live for the time being, you can always check out her music online. Go to klw.org/Bay Area Beats. Hey,